shut up.
Let it marinate, man.
Yeah, let it do its thing.
Shh.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
This is Jello Biafra. What should you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name is Dan Petronillo. Welcome to A Pint of Cacophony. This is SkidRowStudios.com. You can reach us here at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. We got like a full show here today. We got the fucking Pocket Rockets, Chris, Ralph, and Lyndon here. They'll be coming in shortly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a special surprise for them that we made for them.
Yeah, they don't know about it yet, but we have we have some tasks in the spirits of Motley Crue. We'll explain when we get there. But first things first, we're going to play some tunes. And Pantera celebrates their 20th anniversary of Far Beyond Driven. And I like Pantera. Do you like Pantera?
I love Pantera. R.I.P. Dimebag.
Oh, I know, man. I remember watching it on the news the night it happened.
Yeah.
And being, like, devastated. I came home, like, from hanging out and, like, turned the TV on. Getting ready to watch some Mad TV, and the news is on before. And that day that Dem got shot,
yeah.
It was rough.
Yeah, it sucked, to say the least.
But it's great that they're reissuing it. And everybody's behind it. All of them, Phil and Vinny and Rex. But we're going to play some Pantera. And we're going to go through, you know, somebody that Pantera used to tour with every once in a while. It's a White Zombie. And then it's the motherfucking Pocket Rockets.
And we have something very special that I don't think we've done for any other band.
No, they have jingles.
They have jingles.
Me and Alex recorded some clips for before every song. You'll hear it. We're embarrassed, but fuck it. It's for the love of radio.
Yeah.
Radio. Yeah, radio. On top of that, let's play some tunes, and we're going to come back with a segment that me and Matt worked on over at K-Rock. Had some help from Alex. It's called Bands That Sound Like They Fuck. Let's see what that sounds like. You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. Let's hear some fucking Hostile, yeah? Yeah?
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. Danke schön. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say, I feel good. Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that in 2 days. That's very interesting. Now, don't leave us, James. You stay right there.
I'm
we have
leave
more that we have
something.
To talk about. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing,
Dad,
on this tour.
What'd you say?
What are you going to be doing on this tour?
I'm going to be doing Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Living in America, Sex Machine, Get Up Off of That Thing. I Feel Good. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every day. Fucking picture too, if it's the attitude. If you can see a ghost, would you wanna shoot? No problem, masturbate, problem to nauseate. Today I've been a part of your parents. Now make a 100 rules for you to know about yourself. The lie make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and meaning got the wrong way. The right way to see, to bleed, to not be dumb. We're dead alone.
burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house? Rob.
Naked grandma.
Naked, huh?
It's the Pocket Rock.
I know.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinello. This is SkidRowStudios.com. Fuquay Law Center is who you want to call if you've been arrested for a DUI. They will explore every fact of your case to get you the best possible outcome. Let them use their experience to fight for your case through the legal system. Call Fuquay Law Center at 626-385-8840 for a free consultation or email them at their website. That's www.fuquay, that's FUQUA lawcenter.com.
Bands that sound like they fuck.
We're playing a game. It's not a game. We're okay. Matt, my buddy Matt's here.
Sure.
From K-Rock. How you doing?
Here.
Yeah, you're here. Yeah. All right. Well, so the other, when was this? We're sitting in the phone op room.
This was a week ago, actually.
About a week ago. We were doing our jobs.
Not even high or drunk.
So the music was playing, and whatever K-Rock was playing, and it happened to be Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant, right?
Yeah.
That was the song I was on. And we were sitting there typing. I don't remember how this came up, but the way I kind of remember it was we were working. I don't know if we were doing charts or what. But,
again, not drugs.
We're doing charts. But this part of the song came, and one of us, we looked at each other and went, I wonder if that's what he sounds like when he fucks. Mm-hmm. So why don't we go in here? That's Cage the Elephant. This is it. I don't know. You can kind of picture, right?
Slowly, yeah.
I don't know. You've had that. Goddamn.
Bands that sound like they fall.
He's a gentle lover.
I think the Cage the Elephant man is a gentle lover.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, it's rock and roll. There's tons of bands that make music that sound like they fuck. It's a very sexual genre of music, no? And we got some together. Alex got some. This next one is this Yoko Ono?
This is the first thing we thought of when we thought bands that sound like they fuck.
Yeah, Yoko Ono, right? What's Yoko Ono?
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. That was really.
Sorry. Sound like they fall.
I have to do it.
Yeah, I think Yoko's got that one down. I think that might be her thing, though. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Could you imagine her and Lennon going at it?
Well, that wasn't even recorded when they were doing their bed in.
No, that was recent. This was like 5 years ago, that last thing we heard.
They had their bed in, and people could walk in and watch them fuck, and that never happened.
Why don't we go to, like, I mean, let's go, like, you know, like real swag. People throw that word around these days.
I mean,
you can go way back when or now, like, I don't know who people say have swag these days, but in my opinion, I'm thinking like Muddy Waters.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, a little bit further, what about Robert Plant? Mm-hmm. Try to worry, baby, baby, but yeah. I think he sounds like that when he fucking
dance that sound like they fall.
We put in a lot of time into that jingle. I think we have to use it. I'm sorry.
I know. You're going to piss me off with it, but it's fine.
Robert Plant has a devastating O face with that sound.
You think so? Yeah. Then? I don't even know. It's like a Al Qaeda call.
You heard it here first.
It looks like you got another Yoko Ono one on this list. What is that about?
No.
There's a lot of Yoko, I think. Let's see.
I have an Axl Rose one.
Let's see what Axl sounds like. He's getting old.
Yeah, that's tough.
He's getting old. I think back in the day. God fucking
hell. Bands that sound like they fall.
He doesn't have the same range he used to.
No, I don't think so. And it sounded like he choked. Yeah. And I'd like to hope that it was him gasping for air or not.
Hey, guys, here's another Yoko.
Yeah.
That's not.
Is that Yoko?
I don't think that was Yoko.
No, it could have been
I don't
Yoko.
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Do we have... It looks like we got a couple more.
God, God damn, that sound like they fall.
Is it getting annoying?
Is there more Yoko songs? It sounds like we got more Yoko songs. That sounds about right.
Is that Yoko?
I think it's God.
Bands that sound like they fall.
Was that Yoko or a goat? I can't tell the difference.
I think it sounded like a fucking farm goat.
I just uncovered another one.
That's Yoko.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's not Yoko.
Wasn't Yoko?
I think it might have been. The 2014 release.
You ever have a Liverpudlian dick? That's what it does to you. That's the sound of Lennon fucking her.
Why don't we play some fucking...
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's play some music. Yeah. After we play some music, we're going to get the Pocket Rockets in here. And the thing about the Pocket Rockets being in here, not only are we playing their new self-titled, we're going to play most of it. Throughout the show, you already heard one song called No Control. But in this next set, you'll hear Who We Are. But this next bit, it's called Finger the Devil. It has to do with Motley Crue. I don't know, Matt, if you're aware of what they used to do back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? They were big on the infidelity.
Oh, yeah. Who wasn't, though? It's still hot.
So they cheated on their wives every once in a while. And see, the problem for the Motley Crue, their biggest problem in life, was they would come home... And their wives would try and go down on them, and then they would smell another woman, you know, on the flesh.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just right there, right? Sure. So their solution on the tour bus was, you know what? Something's got to get rid of this smell. So they heat up a microwave burrito, stick their piece in the burrito, take a rinse, and that neutralized it.
And that's how the Fleshlight was born, actually.
So the Pocket Rockets are going to be in here, and we're going to figure this out, and we're going to make sure it works. We brought burritos. We brought some things. You guys don't know what's about to fucking happen to you. Don't worry, I promise. We'll talk about your music at some point tonight. But first off, we're going to test this theory. But let's play some fucking Ceremony, some Deathlands, some Cool Ghouls, and then a new Pocket Rockets, Who We Are. Why don't we go ahead and do that, Alex? Yeah? You ready? Let's do
it. Your mom doesn't know dick. She's a dumb fat cow and your sister. She's a stupid little shit-mouth bitch, isn't she?
Why couldn't you put the bunny back in the box?
Oh, what are you doing? Are you going to throw up?
No.
Then why are you gagging? Oh, that... Because, Dee, that triggers my gag reflex, too, and then I feel like I'm going to throw up.
So. It's fine. I had some bad spaghetti.
Now, I understand that you already... James, I have to ask you one serious question here. I understand you already have started divorce proceedings. Does that mean that you're now eligible?
I'm eligible. I'm single. I want to mingle.
You want to mingle?
Yeah.
Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You
I
look
smell
good.
I yes. feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh.
What does it smell like?
It smells like the bucket rockets. I don't know. It just smells like stuff.
How big is it?
It's pretty big. It's pretty big. It's like, I don't know, like a knuckle deep.
Does it go to the left?
It doesn't go to the left. It doesn't go anywhere. It's everywhere. The bucket rockets, they're everywhere. Mm.
To a Panic of Comedy. We're playing Finger the Devil with the Pocket Rockets.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Ready to finger this devil, you know?
There's no real devil. I don't know. I'm sure you guys heard what we were...
I thought you had those powers, man.
So we were talking about how Molly Crew used to dip their penises into burritos to mask, nice. The, I guess, basically the smell of other women, right? Cheyenne. Are you eating one of the burritos? No? Okay, can you bring them in? We're going to have to blindfold. We have two ladies here. We got Liz and Bianca. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good. We're going to blindfold you guys. And let's see here. So, Lyndon and Chris, you guys are going to dip your fingers into either one of, you know, the various options we have here. And you have to basically just tell us if that'll pass. Or if you went down there and went like, hey, hold on a second. You've been fucking around. Like, this smells like beans.
This smells like straight Weevil.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So, wait, where's Cheyenne, Alex? How's this happening?
She's right there.
Oh, perfect timing. How you doing?
Great.
You're good? Yeah. All right. Let's blindfold them first. Pass me the food. I'm going to smell this stuff.
Looks good.
So how you guys doing?
Good.
Great. Having a good time? Well, while they get blindfolded. Monday. Yeah. What's that?
They're having a great Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday, huh?
I'm having a great Monday.
You liking hearing your record play at Skid Row Studios?
It's pretty awesome, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the Pocket Rocket self-titled. Where can we find that?
You can find that at our Bandcamp, which is the Pocket Rockets 1 at bandcamp.com, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Bandcamp.com.
Yeah,
but Pocket Rockets one. I'm sorry, I'm eating half of it.
Testing it
I
out.
Couldn't help myself.
What the?
All right.
This has a beanie.
Cheyenne, covered everybody's face. Blindfolded. Let's do this one first. All right, so who wants to go first? Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, I'll closer.
I'll go first.
Yeah, let's do Chris.
Go for it.
All right. So take the object over to him, and I want you to take two fingers, stick it right inside.
Be strong, Bianca.
Don't be scared.
All right. Let's have the smell.
Will it pass, Bianca?
What does it smell like?
It smells like bean burrito.
Is it passable?
Yeah.
No, wait, it is passable? So, like, if you went down there and you were like... Smell that.
It's nasty, but it's possible.
That's fine.
Look at Chrissy
that's
in the.
Fine.
Look at his fingers.
No,
looking
it's
good.
Not fine, but it smells like burrito.
But you wouldn't be like, my man's cheating. You'd be like, okay.
You got a burrito problem.
It's just a sweaty day.
Yeah, I guess I would think he was cheating.
Well, now you will. All right, Lyndon, let's take the next one.
Okay.
Two fingers.
What am I doing? The pie or the... Oh, wait.
Don't say it.
Wow, man. Wow.
So we can't do that one. Or can we?
All right.
Okay,
let's get over here.
I'm going to walk around now.
You want to meet halfway? Oh, she's blindfolded. She can't. Don't worry. We got a mic right here. What's that smelling?
Ew.
Dan's balls.
It's not good.
What does it smell like?
I kind of smell the beanie.
Bean?
The beanie I'm wearing, but I smell something bitter. Like, it doesn't smell right.
So something's not right. This would throw you off.
Right.
Like, this is not a viable option
exactly.
For covering it up. Nope. What was it? What'd you have your fingers in?
That was a Hot Pocket.
That was a Hot Pocket?
Yeah.
Bitter.
It smells
we get bitter out of the Hot Pocket. Let's do one more. You want to go again, Chris?
All right.
This is the last one. I'm just watching him shove his fingers in that. It's just... We're coming back around over here. Okay. What does that smell like? She's shaking her head. I don't know what that means. She can't get it? It might work then. This might be the passable one.
Yeah. No, it smells like food.
It smells like food?
Yeah.
Try Bianca.
Yeah, let's. What does that smell like?
Like food?
It smells like food. You guys are so vague.
I really
like,
can't even smell anything. Put your fingers closer.
So is that the neutral? I think we found the neutralizer.
Yeah.
What was it?
That's cool.
What was it? What did you have that your fingers in?
That was a Hostess cherry pie.
That was a pie.
They're one of our sponsors, so. Hostess.
They're going to do a game for your tour?
Perfect.
Yes. Oh, favor of relationships.
All right, Pocket Rockets, I'd like to thank you guys for playing Finger to the Devil. Thanks for the food. I'm going to eat all of this.
I'm
going to eat the burritos. I'm going to eat the Hot Pocket. I might pass on your fingered cherry pie. Yeah. But let's go into some Pixies. And then we got Christine Young here. She was kind enough to mail me a CD. This record of hers has the Dave Grohl and Tony Visconti on it. It's pretty awesome. And Melt Banana and then some more Pocket Rockets. Let's do it, and then we'll come back. We'll have you guys here, and you guys can wash your fingers off, and we'll get some sanitizer and some wet wipes going around, and we'll actually talk about some music. Cool. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
Right on. Let's hit it, Alex.
We just fingered the devil.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The food often stuffed.
Turkey.
Got hair in a girl that flows to her bones. In a comb, in a pocket, in the wind.
I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA, gonna climb a mountain, gonna soar a flag, gonna fly on an eagle, I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock, flag, and eagle!
Stop in the kitchen, please. Stop in the
is Yako from Meta Banana. Here's Dan.
Yeah.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Petrino. This is www.skidrowstudios.com. Hello, Pocket Rockets.
Hi.
Look at all you little Pocket Rockets. Got a room full of Pocket Rockets.
We got a drawer full of them, too.
Yeah, we
do. You want to
hear? Yeah, from at this place, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your shows. I mean, we've been listening to your tunes all day. We heard No Control, Who We Are, and Summer Girl. But what's going on with you guys? I know you got something going on Saturday, April 19th. Tell me about it.
Right.
Tell me.
That day, of course, is Record Fair Day, and we'll be doing a live in-house performance at 680 Records in Silver Lake, California. We'll also be playing with Electric Children and White Murder, and it should be a really good show. I mean, we'll have copies of our EP that we just put out. And
this self-titled that we've been playing
today. Self-titled, yeah.
Right on. What time does that kick off, and like, what's the cover? All those things people gotta know.
It's a free, all ages, and it starts at 4.
Holy shit, doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, so, and we'll have like
680 Records, April 19th, Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Let's do it, guys.
Right by Dodger Stadium.
the fun zone, right?
Right.
So we've been playing the self-titled. Self-titled being the Pocket Rockets, right?
Right.
So you guys put that out on March 28th, like official?
Yeah.
On tape or just everywhere?
Everywhere.
You dropped it on all forms.
Yeah. All forms, yeah.
We got an Edison,
typograph, and it just came out everywhere.
I have format you want. Yeah.
I have that copy, the Edison.
Yeah. Wait, very rare. You're not kidding? You actually did that?
No.
I don't even know. How would you do that?
Well, the photographers give me this, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You should know better, Luke.
Oh, the humor.
All right, man. Well, what was that like? I mean, you guys do it yourself?
Yeah.
The whole record, you recorded it yourselves, the three of you?
Yeah, we recorded it ourselves in my bedroom in East L.A., my bedroom and garage.
It sounds good. You guys did a good job.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we worked hard on it, man. It was fun because, like, 680 actually wanted to put out something from us, and we're like, fuck, we only have a couple songs. And they're like, well, let's do an EP. So, like, the rest of from August to December, we wrote the other three songs for it.
Right.
We practiced every day. It was fun, man, like, fucking arguments and...
Yeah, it was real intense.
You guys fight?
Yeah.
You guys fight?
Mainly me and Ralph. Ralph's not here, but mainly me and Ralph.
Oh, wait, Ralph's not here, so we can talk shit. Yeah.
The fuck, Ralph?
So Ralph plays bass and sings. Yeah. So what happened?
No, we just...
Give me the dirt.
We just get into it.
Come on, Chris. You brought it up. I want to get real.
It was fun, though, you know?
It was mostly about, you know, like timing and...
No, yeah, like, no, let's do this here instead.
Exactly,
no, I get it. I know how it works. I understand.
But with all the fighting that happened while doing this, it was... In a lot of ways, it was really easy to make too, you know, because we were doing like a song every 2 weeks, and I mean, you know, tensions run high, but at the same time, you know,
were they very high the whole time through, or
no.
Like you guys are making it seem like this thing was like fucking hunting Moby Dick,
well,
like
we just
the
really
ship's going down, but we got through it,
and I'm going down with it.
We just wanted to really have good, something good to put out, you know, and then, and so I guess we just felt the pressure that.
I know what you mean. That's awesome. And it shows, man. You guys put some work in it. Yeah. I love it, the songs we heard. Like I said, what was it? Summer Girl was the last one you heard. That was my favorite one.
Yeah, cool.
That's my favorite. Cool. I'll probably play it again. I promise, maybe.
Please.
Most likely.
Do you guys like those awesome liners that we used for
your songs? Yeah, did you like our Pocket Rockets
liners? I like the X-Files one, man.
They're so stupid, but they came out pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
The truth is out there.
Yeah, the Pocket Rockets are everywhere.
That it's big and it goes to the left.
They don't swing left. They don't go right because they're everywhere.
It goes everywhere.
Oh, man.
Where can we find your music before we break again for some more music?
You can find our music at www.thepocketrockets1.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recently put it up on iTunes and Spotify, and hopefully
covering all the bases.
Yeah, or, you know, with Xbox Live and
holy shit, you guys are on Xbox Live.
Yeah. Anyone got an Xbox here?
I don't have an Xbox. I
haven't played Xbox
I'm
in a while.
PS3, buddy.
PS3. Why are you on Xbox Live then?
Oh, I don't know. That's just what came with the deal.
It's just a business deal.
Yeah.
We're paid to talk about it. We have
to. Yeah, that and those cherry pies.
Yeah.
the neutralizers.
You guys should cover Cherry Pie by Warren.
Now you have to. Now you fucking have to.
I can see Ralph.
We might do it at a Record Store Day, so come down.
Yeah.
let's check it out.
Cherry Pie.
I really hope so. Thanks for coming in, hanging out, and talking.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And sticking your fingers into my foreign objects. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Let's play some more music because we have some New York Dolls, the Heartbreakers, the Murder City Devils. This is the Johnny Thunders block.
Nice.
I was in the mood for it this week. Let's hit it. I was inspired.
Cool. Chinese rock.
Chinese rock. Let's hear it.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
My brother, Harold, asked me to be the best man at his wedding. I was like, oh, of course, man. Because you've always been there for me. Like when I was in rehab and like the time I couldn't find my car. Because Harold, you know, he's always been the dependable one. And I've always been the screwed up one. Right, Dad? Why can't you be more like your brother? Harold would never beat up his landlord.
He's drunk as shit.
But Little newsflash, Pop. Harold ain't so perfect. Remember that time in Puerto Rico when we picked up those two, Well, I guess they were prostitutes, but I don't remember paying.
Okay, how about that?
How about that?
Yeah, what?
Terrific.
Huh? I'm a person too, Pop, goddammit. I'm a person too.
You're a moron.
Okay. The best man, everybody.
Best man, the better man.
Yes, I have. And I want to apologize to you gentlemen for referring to you as homosexuals. I also want to thank you, fellas. You've taught me a valuable lesson in life. Lola!
Yeah.
Hey there. You look long. What's your name? I'm Pussy Wide Door.
Rockets. Pocket Rockets.
That's it. Yeah. My name is I'm Pussy Wide Door.
Coffee. My name is Dan Patronillo. You can call us here at 800-893-9562. I'm sitting here with some lovely fellas. We got a room full of dudes.
Dudes.
Joaquin takes pictures for us, and he's been gone for about 2 weeks. It's nice having you back. How you doing?
I'm doing well, dude.
Welcome back, dude.
Welcome back. We thought you were like, you had cancer or something. We all prayed in candles. On. Derek, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, you know.
And here with Chris and Lyndon from the Pocket Rockets. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Just kind of caught a buzz, so.
Everybody, it seems like you guys have been catching buzzes.
Yeah, buzzes.
Buzzes.
I'm sweating, dog.
Let's talk ass. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
We have a caller, Charlotte. This is a friend of your guys', right?
From college days? Yeah.
College days. Okay, from Olympia, Washington. Charlotte, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm actually pretty good. What you been up to today?
Oh, I just
missed
today. It's been really sunny, which is very rare.
Uh huh. Well, just kind of hanging out then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to talk about some Game of Thrones with us? We got Derek and Joaquin.
Hey, Shar Shar.
Hey, Charlotte.
How's it going?
Shar Shar. Is that what you guys call her?
No. Never.
can I call you Shar Shar?
Actually, Charmander is better. Char? Ooh. Charmander? No?
Anyway, let's talk Game of Thrones. Let's hit it. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Charlotte, you remember? Did you enjoyed watching all those seasons, the first three seasons? That was fun.
You a big fan?
I have not seen the new season, though.
You have not seen it? Okay, we're two episodes into the fourth season, right? We're two episodes into the fourth season, correct? And you're backed up. You haven't seen those yet.
You're back.
Okay.
All right. What? Why haven't you seen them?
Yeah. How come? What's? I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
I don't have anyone to watch them with.
That's the problem. You don't have anybody to watch them with. So you've been putting it off. You're making me feel really bad about this.
I'm gonna save them up so I can binge them later.
Oh, you're saving them up?
Oh, you're gonna save them up? How long do you think till like they all finish? Is that what your plan is?
Yes.
Are so you still watch them alone?
Yeah.
Charlotte, can we have, we can take callers and we can find somebody for you to watch Game of Thrones with.
Mm. Oh, that would be great.
Would you like that?
Yes, I would like that.
Maybe next week we'll have Charlotte back on if she still likes us after what happens right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
So you're planning on saving up these episodes?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, do you binge it? You save it? You don't want any spoilers or anything? It's all good.
Do you
ideas.
Try and like stay off Facebook just so nobody ruins it for you?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter that much.
Well, because last night Joffrey died, and that shit was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And Derek seems to have some more information.
I've actually read the books. Yeah.
We read the books.
Yeah. Dana would have that Tywin Lannister.
Tywin?
Tyrion's dad. Remember him?
Yeah,
he's
I remember.
Dead.
What?
He
no!
Tyrion
shuts
him.
The fuck up.
And you know, Charlotte, I'm with you on this. I'm so sorry.
Tyrion also kills, what's her name? The hooker.
Oh. Yeah, it kills Shay.
Shay dies too? But they just sent her away on boats.
You know why, though? You know why?
Too.
Catelyn is also still alive. She's a zombie. It's great. She comes back.
Wait, there's zombies.
The dragons. The dragons get bigger. They start killing everything.
That Mexican brown dude. You know who comes? The Red Viper. The Red Viper. He dies. The mountain kills him. He punches his face in. No, I'm very serious.
I'm glad I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about because I've never seen the show.
We just ruined some lives, is what happened.
All right.
Charlotte, are you okay?
Littlefinger have a thing, yeah.
Oh, and who kills the king?
Shut the fuck up for a second. I'm checking on Charlotte.
Oh, and yeah, Joffrey was the one who tried to kill Bran.
Hold on. Charlotte, are you okay? Are you okay?
Just blocking it out, not listening.
Oh, she's listening. She heard everything.
You heard it all, didn't you? You heard it all. Admit it.
Peter, that sounds so sad.
No, she did hear. That's why she said.
Of course, she heard it. I'm sorry. We're gonna play some more music. And on that note, here's a Kiss block.
That was like a Wikipedia page of season 3, dude. We totally nailed it.
My big ball should be held every night.
Oh, we've got.
You, Jacob, your label tastes like shit.
You still there, Charlotte?
Yeah.
You're very nice. Thank you for coming on.
Come on. Hey, Charlotte. Do you like Kiss? This is Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine playing a Kiss song. This goes out to you, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you.
me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
Welcome back to A Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is SkidRowStudios.com. Next week, if you want to call us, it's 800-893-9562. Pocket Rockets. Have you enjoyed your stay here at A Pint of Cacophony?
Very much.
Very much.
Did we take care of you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I was fed.
You were fed?
I was boozed.
Burritos.
I got to finger some burritos.
You got a finger a burrito, a jelly donut.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, you learned a lot about yourself,
too. I want to thank Hostess, our sponsor. Also, we've discovered the cherry pie is a neutralizer.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, the Pocket Rockets. We heard a bunch of their stuff. We heard No Control. We heard Who We Are. We heard Summer Girl and Summer We Can Be Alone. And that's off of the self-title that's out now. We can correct. Find that at your Bandcamp and iTunes, right?
iTunes, yeah.
Pocket Rockets Spotify. iTunes, Pocket Rockets One Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Boom, I remembered.
Cool.
So you guys are playing on April 19th, Saturday. That's Record Store Day at Six City Records.
Yeah.
Electric Children and White Murder.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to post all this stuff on our page so people can follow up. But I seriously want it from the bottom of my heart.
Oh.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you, Alex.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys.
Everybody, thank you.
All right, we'll have you guys in here pretty soon again. Don't worry about it. But every Monday night, here we are, 11 p.m. Skid Row Studios, you can subscribe at iTunes, and it's free. And it'll all automatically download to your device. And we can go from there. How about that shit? Good night, motherfuckers.
Good night.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
That's the spirit. Thank you.
Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.